Hello, my party goers. Hello, my confetti tossers. Thank you for listening to another episode of A Confetti-Filled Life. Something that you may have noticed if you are a previous listener is I've taken some of the frills out of my recordings lately. And the reason being is when I get back into something, when something seems a little bit too challenging, I tend to do what we all do, which is say, oh, I can't do that because then I have to do like X, Y, and Z. And I start creating all of these lists and it becomes more of a hassle for me. It becomes a bigger undertaking. And that is not what I want this to be. And why? Because I am restructuring my mission to build this podcast to be not only words of encouragement, but a true resource to my listeners, to the community as a whole, and my really big aim and audacious goal to help other women specifically build businesses, build wealth, build confidence, and know that they're capable to do whatever they want. So anyway, this is my ode to that creative process, which is getting rid of the things for now that seemed like the big undertaking so that I can focus on my message, which I feel is so, so, so important, especially today. And one thing that I'm going to talk about today, my big topic, is that I've shared before, this was the year that I transitioned into motherhood, which has been incredible and thought-provoking and beautiful and horrible and educational all at the same time. And one of the biggest things that has been a godsend to me is having friends who had babies right around the same time that my son was born. We started a Mommy and Me breakfast club. So on Fridays, we go to breakfast, we talk shop, we talk about all the milestones that the babies are going through, things that we've noticed, napping, lack of sleep, sometimes feeling mentally unstable. We are just kind of out of our elements, but it's really helped create a baseline for myself that what I'm doing is normal and that I feel really good and like I'm doing the right thing even when it feels like, you know, the baby is screaming and I'm doing everything wrong. And that has been such a wonderful gift. And part of our conversations is what always comes up. How are you? How's the job? You know, what are you up to? And one of our friends in the group has been having a hard time at her corporate job. And she was telling the story about how ironic it is that one of her biggest incentives that she's been working on, or not incentives, but one of her biggest projects she's been working on, that she has been working till 2 a.m. every single night for 2 weeks is something that is centered around a presentation for the C-suite or the executives to highlight what a great company culture this company has. So the irony of that is that she's working till 2 a.m. because they don't have anyone else in the company or in her department that does what she does, yet she's helping echo this message of what a great culture we have of work-life balance and how we support our employees, and don't you want to be a part of that? And I find that to be so laughable because I think that that is so corporate America. We have bought into these ideas that that is normal, that it's normal to essentially use words only as a recruiting scheme. We create our own internal pyramid schemes in corporate America and don't address the underlying issue, which is we put our money where our mouth is. I try to do that as a business owner as much as I possibly can, albeit I have a smaller group that I manage, but I still think that the idea of impact is so powerful no matter how I can help them feel that. And so I do it in ways like I treat my employees to things that aren't work. So, you know, we do fun things. I make sure that I hire the appropriate amount of people so people don't feel burnt out and overworked, especially in the food industry where that happens a lot. I respect people's times. We have scheduling conversations. You know, those are the very small things at a base level that I think really helps create a corporate culture. But I'm digressing from what my main topic is today, which is as we're talking to this friend and she is at a crossroads of like, what do I do? Like, I'm a new mom. I am working my butt off. This is not a sustainable lifestyle for myself and my family, and I don't like it. And it transitioned into a conversation of, well, what if you decided that you wanted to stay home for, you know, a little bit? Your husband has a job that he likes and he's committed to. You know, would you give yourself that time? And so what happened is the other women in the group in my conversation start saying, oh, you know, I would love to be a stay-at-home mom, but I could never stop spending money, or I can never give up travel, or we wouldn't have health insurance if I quit my job. And it became less about the reason of why she wanted to quit her job, which was that she's unhappy, into a complete turnaround of all of the things that you will never have and not have if you decide to do that and either focus on your family or focus on something else, like focusing on a business or focusing on a side hustle. And I think we get into that headspace so much, guys. From the minute that I started my business, I have had so many conversations of people coming to me wanting to run ideas past me or asking for marketing help or basically telling me what their dreams are but why they could never achieve them. And it always makes me really sad, because what I will tell you is that someone who transitioned out of corporate America, who works in her businesses full time, I have taken a vacation. I bought myself health insurance. I still do splurge on things that I want to buy. But I'll tell you, one of the biggest lessons that I've learned about this experience is that the idea that you need to have extra income to be able to blow on dumb shit from Target or Amazon is a cultural mistake. It is a wrongdoing by the hands of our capitalistic society, which I very much believe in the idea of capitalism, so I don't want to get it twisted. But what I do want to really echo is that the idea that you need to buy shit that you do not need to make you happy is a lie. And especially on a grander scale, especially when you say, well, I need to have, if I don't make, let's say, $200,000 a year, then I can't afford this inflated mortgage in this neighborhood I didn't even want to live in. I just want people to think that I'm rich and cool. Or I have a $900 car payment and I can't quit my job because how am I going to afford this car payment? Nobody needs a $900 car payment. If you want to go, if it was a decision of you chasing your dreams versus working a job that you fucking hate and having a $900 car payment so that you can afford an Escalade, give me the freaking, you know, 2012 Honda and the opportunity to do something that I want to do. Because time is going to pass anyway. We are all unfortunately going to pass anyway. And what's going to happen is that at the end of it all, it's what we always read, what we see in movies, is people always say, I wish I wouldn't have worked so hard, but that's not what they're saying. They're saying, I wish I wouldn't have spent time away from my family doing stuff that doesn't matter, working a job that doesn't fulfill me. And that is sad. And I know that you don't want to be that person. Because nobody wants to be that person. No one wants to live with that regret. And so this is weighing heavy on my heart, because this is something that we tell ourselves our truths. And even the truth is not the truth. It's just what you believe. It's just what you think your truth is, that you could not leave your job to do something that matters more to you. And I don't care if it's motherhood and spending time with your children. I don't care if it's leaping into go, you know, something that you haven't done before. You've always wanted to go to hair school. You never did that. And now is, you don't feel like it's the time to transition because of X, Y, or Z. Those things are not true. If you want something, you will figure out how to make it happen. So don't let these false ideas of truths deter you from doing what you really want to do. And only you can determine what that is. So if you are working in a corporate career and you love what you do, you just hate that you're overworked, you hate that you don't like your team or you don't like your manager, something's not clicking, then you got something there. You know what you do like. You know that the work is meaningful to you. So do that somewhere else or do it for yourself, freelance. There are so many options that you have in front of you. So don't trip over your own feet on the way to becoming the person that you want to become or doing the things that you want to do. That is my wish for you, that if that is something that you need help with, you need someone in your corner to say, listen, turn down that volume on all of those outside things and outside voices that don't matter. That's what I am here for. That is what I want to do. That is what a confetti-filled life really is. It's knowing that sometimes it rains on the day of your party. It's knowing that sometimes the music goes out and you gotta kind of find that music in your own head and dance like no one's watching and all of the other cliche sayings. But do something that you want and don't get caught up in the ideas and the millions of reasons that you shouldn't, because there is a solution to every problem. And that is rule number one as being an entrepreneur. You will find out so quickly that a little creativity, scotch tape, and some grit and hustle is all you need to fix every problem that could ever arise. So I hope that this helps you. I hope this sprinkles some confetti on your day. As always, I am here to support you. I am in your corner. I am always wishing the best and sending out those confetti vibes that you lean into, whatever it is that makes you the happiest. So thank you again for tuning in, and I will be back soon.